But here, it's not actually a compound. So what we see is we get all the prototypes of NaN, and none of the ones that we see here actually work. So we just drop it, and it's not working. So our project was trying to find better ways of making the decision when to split, and also producing lattice output. And for this, we wanted to learn the weights for a model that goes through each lattice as a structured perceptron. And I actually have a demo now. So here you see I can put in any word here and it will draw me the lattice for that specific word. So I can put in something like Hauptbahnhof. And then it takes my okay. So now you see that there are multiple paths for this covering the same prefix. And that's because there are different prototypes. So each of these is one prototype, basically. So this one is the rank, and this one is the cosine. And so basically, we would just choose the best one here, and then go through the space. And once we learn the weights with the perceptron, we can do the Viterbi based on this. So here we have Volkswirtschaftslehre, for example, which means Volks is public. Wirtschaft is economy, and Lehre is like the teaching. So here the red path is the path that our Viterbi, using the weights that we estimated using a structured perceptron, finds through this original lattice. Okay, so I'll just show one more example. Maybe help.
Why is the Wirtschaft repeated there?
Yes, so it's repeated because it has multiple prototypes. And the features that we have might be different for the perceptron. So even though it's the same part, the features that we have afterwards might be slightly different. So we have multiple paths. That's one thing. And the other thing. So okay. So this is the analysis for Hauptbahnhof. And the other thing is also that there are those Fugen elements. There are Fugen elements in German. So you will have something like you can have an S at the end. Okay, here, for example. So for Volks, the actual part can be either Volk, and then you have an S as like a Fugen element, like an infix, or it's actual Volks, because that's also a word. So basically those two count as two separate paths through the lattice. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks a lot. So any questions on compound splitting? If not, then do we have any other presentations ready for now?